Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.
Well, House Committee on Agriculture Chairman G.T. Thompson has released a statement after sharing a title-by-title overview of the bipartisan policies and priorities included in the 2024 Farm Bill. While in Washington, D.C., we sat down with the chairman to get his response.
My goal from the beginning was to build a farm bill, to write a farm bill that reflected the voices of American agriculture outside the Beltway of Washington. And we have done that. As you all saw this morning or late last night, whenever, I guess it was early this morning, released, we're going to do a markup on this farm bill on May 23rd in the House Ag Committee. And it is in its structure, it is a strong bipartisan bill. I am so excited. We did what amounted to about a 9-hour walkthrough with my team, line by line. But we only looked at the lines that were things were changed. So that was 9 hours worth of enhancements, improvements. You know, if it didn't change, I know it. Nine hours worth of enhancements and improvements, and really reflecting the needs and the priorities of American agriculture, because my priorities are the priorities of the hardworking families that produce and process food and fiber, building material, energy resources, and really our rural communities. Because as you all know, this farm bill within those 12 titles, they're just things that relate to having a robust rural economy.
Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow also unveiled what she called the Rural Prosperity and Food Security Act, which contains more than 100 bipartisan bills and puts the 2024 farm bill back on track to being signed into law by the end of the year, according to Stabenow. You can view the framework from G.T. Thompson and also the act from Chairwoman Stabenow by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Governor Kevin Stitt has wasted little time using his veto plan to reject House Bill 3194 that the Oklahoma Water Resources Board shall require that all water wells requiring a permit to take and use groundwater from the Oklahoma Water Resources Board be equipped with water well flow meters or an alternative measuring system as defined by the board. According to the governor, House Bill 3194 is government overreach at its finest. 3194 is an unfunded mandate which would require all permitted water wells to be equipped with a water meter that it will cost thousands of dollars per meter. Both the Oklahoma Farm Bureau and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association are cheering the veto by the governor. Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell released the following statement saying, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members thank Governor Stitt for standing up for Oklahoma's property rights today with the veto of House Bill 3194. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.